Now, as we come to chapter 22, this is a chapter we'll more or less breeze through, if you do not mind. And he says here a good name, and the word good could be left out. A name is rather to be chosen than great riches and loving favor rather than silver and gold. That means a name. What kind of a name? It's quite interesting that David, you know, had a group of mighty men. And these mighty men of David were actually, they were great men. And they made a name for themselves. We're told concerning one of them, Benaiah, in verse 20 of 2 Samuel 23, it says, "And Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, the son of a valiant man of Kabzeel, who had done many acts, he slew two lion-like men of Moab. He went down also and slew a lion in the midst of a pit in time of snow." And a lot of people don't go to church when it snows, but this man slew a lion. And we're told here, verse 22, "These things did Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, and had the name among three mighty men." He was put up there in a class with just three of them as the top echelon of David's mighty men. And a name is rather to be chosen than great riches. Want to make a name. And the name is not just what your parents called you when you were born. It's the name that you make in a group. What are you known as? If you're known as a child of God, and I revert back to what we've said before, if you were arrested for being a Christian, would there be enough evidence to convict you? Then we have in verse 2 here, "The rich and poor meet together, Jehovah is the maker of them all." Now, that means that before God, all men are on the same plane. Now, if you want to talk about a universal brotherhood of man, you be very careful what you say. The Bible doesn't teach that. But the Bible does teach that all of us are a member of a human family and that we all have a depraved nature, a nature that's alienated from God. And we better even watch each other to tell the truth because we can't be trusted. And we are sinners. And God has had to do something about it, that is, if he wants to save us. And he has done something about it. Now it can be said, "He hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on the face of the earth." And we all stand on that basis before God. But we become the children of God. That is, the sons of God by faith in Jesus Christ. Not because you're a human being, but because you have put your faith in Jesus Christ. And John mentions the fact of the children of God and the children of the devil. They're two families. The Lord Jesus said of the religious rulers, "You of your father the devil." So there are two families, actually, in the world. And the universal fatherhood of God is not really true. Now, by creation, and that's what he's talking about here, because the new birth is not the teaching of the Old Testament.